And so I invite you right now to join me in reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace. We give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. That's why I'm here today, is to help you all discover that within yourselves. I told David the reason I'm here today is to create a space where people can come home to themselves. And that's what we're doing, is we're coming home to our own spirit, to our own soul, to our own divine nature, home in that one infinite presence and power, because it's when we feel that presence and we are grounded and anchored in that then we automatically become a beneficial presence everywhere we go in everything we do, because we're able to tap into the love within us. We're able to tap into the peace that is there regardless of what's happening in the world, our own wholeness, our own power, and we can bring that forward into the conversation, into the relationship, into whatever's going on. And as we do that, we empower ourselves, we become a beneficial presence to ourselves in our own life, and we become a beneficial presence out in the world. And as we do that, because everyone is connected to everything, not only does it change our own lives and change that moment, but it ripples out like ripples on a pond and affects the whole, because we're all part of that whole. So I say thank you to each and every single one of you for answering the call of your spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing your light into this world, and for being the beneficial presence that you are. Thank you for that. E.B. White says, I get up every morning determined to both change the world and have one hell of a good time. Sometimes this makes planning my day difficult. You know, we all want to be able to change our lives and the world for better. And we all want to have a good time, yes? Well, what if we let those things that bring us joy and the things that bring us a deep sense of peace, that bring lightness within us and freedom, things that allow us to feel like we are in the flow, what if we allowed those things to be our compass? Maybe you think, though, if I just let joy be my compass, or the things that bring me peace or lightness, if I let that be my compass, maybe I'll just become hedonistic then. You know, it makes me think of like a college student. Well, if I just want to do what's joyful, I have these exams coming up, but I don't want to study for them, so I'm just going to get high and I'm just going to play video games and life is good. But what happens is, as that goes on, he starts to feel discomfort and agitation and angst because those exams are still coming along. So ultimately, when he decides to study, that is the thing that actually feels good and that brings him a sense of peace and contentment and joy. So when I talk about allowing those things that bring us a sense of joy and peace and ease, I'm not talking about the things that bring that short-term high, but I'm talking about instead the things that bring real joy to us, a lasting joy, a lasting peace, the things that bring us a sense of lightness. So what if you listen to that joy as your compass? And what if you listened within to the voice of your own heart and your own spirit and let that be your guide? Let that be the thing that directs you. I think sometimes we don't recognize that those things that bring us joy, those things that bring us peace in our hearts, the things that feel right inside of us are actually the voice of the knowingness of the universe within us. It's the voice of the wisdom of the cosmos speaking to us through our bodies. It's spirit leading us through those feelings. The problem is we have been so conditioned in this society to listen to our heads, to listen to our intellect, and to let that be the thing that guides us and directs us all of the time. But the problem is, as you know, that voice in your head does not always tell you the truth. It's not always based in truth. In fact, in your head, there are all sorts of ideas and rules and regulations that actually aren't true at all. Things that you have picked up from your childhood, or picked up from your family of origin, or picked up from the society in which you live. You know some of those things like men don't show emotions. Oh, except anger, of course. And women shouldn't ask for what they want, because if they are, they're just too pushy. Or some people hold on to that idea, it lives in their brains, that don't let things get too good, because if things get too good, then something bad is bound to happen. So our intellect has all kinds of really good information and really good facts, but it also has a lot of ideas that actually are not the truth. The other thing is, with that voice in our heads, it's also the voice of our ego. And our ego is so often based in fear, because our ego's job is to keep us safe. So our ego tells us things like, you shouldn't try that because you might fail. Don't try that, you might look foolish. Don't be too bold, people might not like you. Or don't ask for what you want because the answer might be no, or they might get mad at you for asking. We have all sorts of voices that are in our heads that say those kinds of things. They give us those kinds of messages. Carolyn Reynolds said, wisdom is the ability to tune into the intuitive knowing of a calm heart and to feel what is right and true. We listen to a calm heart. You might notice that voice that says, oh, you shouldn't try that. It doesn't have a calmness to it. It has a fear to it. When we listen to our heart, and when we listen to the voice of our spirit, and allow it to lead us to those things that feel peaceful, the things that bring us joy, the things that bring us a sense of lightness, when we allow that to be our guide, it then leads us into our most fulfilling and satisfying life. That leads us into our best life. So when we have a decision to make, when we have a choice to make in our lives, we can actually listen within. We can listen within to our spirit. We can listen within to our heart. We can listen within to that silence and stillness within us and ask for direction there. We can listen within to what feels right. What feels right here? We can listen within for that which brings us joy and satisfaction and peace. You know, as a minister, being a minister, it brings me a tremendous amount of joy to be able to do this job and a tremendous amount of satisfaction. It feels right. And throughout my life, I've had people say, oh, what made you decide to become a minister? It was certainly not an intellectual choice to be a minister. Oh, maybe I should try being a minister. That would be fun. That is not where it came from. It's from hearing that voice within me, the voice of my heart and the voice of my spirit calling me to do this. I also remember being in ministerial school, having people go, what am I doing this for? I've never, ever had that feeling. It's so clear in here that this is what I'm here for, that this is what is right in my life. And when I think about growing this church, and when I think about having more people start coming here, that feels joyful. And that feels fulfilling. That feels right. And it feels good. And the truth is, I haven't felt that way until very recently. I have been feeling like, oh no, this isn't the time to do this. We are still in this COVID swirl and people are still kind of afraid. And it's just recently I'm feeling like, oh, this feels right now to start doing some things so that we can start growing again. That voice, when something feels right and it feels good, is the voice that's saying, go this way. Yes, this is yours. Life for all of us is meant to be joyful. We are meant to be joyful. We are meant to have happy hearts. We are meant to live a fulfilling life. We are meant to be at peace in our own selves, within ourselves and in our lives. And that doesn't mean that whatever it is that you have to do in your life, that it's not going to be hard work. There is hard work involved, but it still feels right when you're doing it, even though sometimes it might feel like a struggle or a strain or like more energy than you have or whatever it is that you're feeling. But it's still inside you. You know that it's right for you. That rightness in your heart, in you, says, yes, this way. This is yours. Dennis Merritt Jones said, your entire life is a sacred experience. So you can go through life looking for an experience out there, or you can awaken to the fact that you are a spiritual experience, wherever you are, in whatever you are doing. Everything in your life is part of your spiritual path. Every decision, every choice, every interaction, everything that you do is part of your spiritual path. And everything that happens and every decision that you have to make holds an invitation within it for you to tune into your spirit and to respond from there. To tune into your own innate wholeness, the goodness within you, and to respond to life from that place. When we listen to our hearts and then we act from that wisdom, we are on purpose in our lives. Last week, one of the things that I said in my talk was that the things that tweak you in the world, the things that bother you, political divides and wars and the things that are going on, that they aren't there to drag you down, that they aren't there to make you feel hopeless. They are there as information. That information is saying, this is out of alignment with my own divine beingness, what is happening here. This is out of alignment with my spirit. This is out of alignment with spirit itself. That's why the discomfort is there. For information, for guidance telling you which way to go or not go. The same thing is true when something feels right inside of you, when it feels like a peaceful answer, when it feels good, when it makes your heart happy. Those things are also leading you, just like the answers that say, no, don't go this way. That's saying, yes, go this way. It's guidance from spirit inside of you. And so when you are out doing your life, and whether it's feeling connected to your friends and family and people that you love, or whether it's feeling connected to a stranger on the street, or whether it's feeling love for someone you don't even know, whether it is feeling the joy of being with others, or the joy of contributing, or volunteering, or creating something new, all of those things that bring you that heartfelt joy, those things that bring you a sense of satisfaction, that make your heart feel peaceful, all of those are life saying, yes, yes, this way. This is the thing that is fulfilling to your spirit. This is the answer on your spiritual path at this exact moment. And so I'm talking about things that bring a sense of lasting joy and a sense of lasting peace and well-being. It's not like when you buy something new. You know, when you buy something new, it's really exciting and there's kind of a thrill and you feel really good. It's almost like gleeful. But you remember how short-lived that is? Until that kind of wears off and then you need to buy the next thing in order to feel that? So I'm not talking about that short-lived glee and that high vibration. I'm talking about the rightness and the satisfaction and the peace and the well-being that comes inside of us and that builds up inside of us when we're doing what is ours to do. So the title of my talk today is You Know It, because you do know it. You already know the answers, whatever they are. I'm talking about that our own spirit and spirit itself guides us by what feels right and what feels wrong inside of us. Not the voice that says, oh my God, maybe you shouldn't do that because someone's going to get upset with you. Not that voice. What feels right and what feels wrong, what feels peaceful, what feels like ease and wholeness, what those feelings at a deep level. We call that your intuition, your gut feelings, knowing something in your bones. That's what I'm talking about. That's the voice of your spirit. That voice of your spirit never holds the voice of fear. It never speaks in words of fear. It never speaks with a sense of heaviness or a sense of apprehension. That voice of your own spirit is clear, and it only knows possibility. And it only knows your power that you already possess. It only knows limitlessness and the ever presence of good that is yours by divine birthright. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, said, "We are guided daily by divine intelligence into paths of peace. Spirit leads us into paths of peace, not paths of angst, not paths of worry, not paths of fear. Spirit leads us into paths of peace, that which feels peaceful in our hearts." So there's a story that says, a great sage was known all across the land for his profound wisdom and brilliant guidance. Many people traveled far and wide to sit at his feet and absorb his vast knowledge. One day, he told his students, "I have a confession to make. A wizard has placed a spell on me. This spell brings with it news both good and bad. The good news is that half of what I tell you is the absolute truth, direct from the mouth of God." Hold on, I'd lost my place. "If you grasp this wisdom and put it into practice, your life will change in miraculous ways and you'll experience lifelong happiness. The bad news is that the other half of what I tell you is pure illusion and horrible distortion of truth. If you follow my guidance, your life will then be ruined, and you'll be sorry you ever met me. My dilemma, my friends, is I don't know which is which." But you do. You know which is which. You know which is the right choice, which is the right decision, which is the right way, which is the right thing for you to be doing by what it feels like in your heart. Theodore Roosevelt, I love this, said, actually, I'm going to do something else first. The kicker to the whole thing is, though, there are occasions when you feel like you aren't absolutely sure about what the right answer is until you actually do something, until you actually make the choice and take a step, and then it becomes crystal clear if it's right or not for you. So sometimes we have to get out of our inertia in order to make sure and be super clear that that is the right answer. It's kind of like a coin toss. I used to have a friend that when I was trying to make a decision, she'd say, let's toss a coin. Because once you toss the coin and you get your answer, you'll know if it's right or not. Oh, no, that's not really what I want to do. That's not really where I want to go. It becomes crystal clear once the decision is made. And so I have a little exercise for you to do. Do you have a question or a dilemma or a choice or something that you are making in your life right now or that you want to make or need to make? And maybe if you don't have a big one, just think of something little that you're choosing. It could even be like, where are you going to go to lunch today or whatever it is, some little thing. So close your eyes for a moment and think of what those two decisions are. One is this, one is that. And imagine that your decision options are two boxes that are right in front of you. You see decision one is box one and decision two is box two. So I want you just to take a deep cleansing kind of breath. And now with all of your energy and your consciousness, literally step into option number one box. So as you step in that box, that means you've already made that decision. This is the decision. This is it already happening. Notice, do you feel steady or do you feel shaky? Do you feel clear or do you feel muddled? Does this feel like yum or yuck? Does it feel right or does it not feel right? And now, with all of your energy and your consciousness, step into box option number two. This is where this decision has already been made, and you're already living that. Notice, do you feel steady or shaky? Clear or muddled? Yum or yuck? Does it feel right or not right? And I invite you to open your eyes. Theodore Roosevelt said, in any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing you can do is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing. Do you have places in your life where you've been doing that? Nothing. Because you didn't quite know how to make that decision. Did that feel clear to you, stepping into those boxes? How does it feel inside of you? Doing nothing keeps us in that place of ill content within us. And that is a divine discontent. It's your spirit telling you, move, do something, do the one that feels right to you. And that voice that says, something is just not right here. This is not good. That is also the voice of spirit within you. It is also the voice beckoning you in the direction of your greatest life. It's beckoning you in the direction of your greatest satisfaction. Jesus, the Christed One, said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is here and it is now. The kingdom of peace and of joy and of satisfaction is at hand. It is here and it is now. Heaven is calling you. Heaven is calling you to bring it into form as your own life. All of the options are yours. It's all ready for the taking. So if you want to experience joy and peace and ease, lightness, and a sense of satisfaction, listen to the voice of your spirit. Listen to your body, your heart, Listen to that knowing in your bones. Get quiet. Get centered in your own wholeness. Not your brokenness. Not the part that feels wounded. Not the part that says, what if? Get grounded and anchored in your own wholeness. Your own center. And then ask yourself, what feels right? What's the right one for me? And as you do that, your life will be expanding. So do what feels expansive. Do what in the long run, in the big picture, brings you joy and peace and lightness. That's the answer. Which one in the big picture will bring me peace and a sense of well-being? And as you do that, you will be creating heaven within you and heaven all around you, and you'll be living your richest and most satisfying life. And so blessings to every single one of you as you walk this spiritual path, as you wake up to your own divine beingness, that within you that is the infinite expressing itself as your own life, as your own heart, as your own spirit, living from there. So blessings to you. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, Deetra Johnson, to come up here, and she's going to lead you in a little meditation.
Let us just close our eyes and just take some deep breaths. And I want you to visualize feeling the yum. Breathe into the yum of your life. I breathe into the oneness, the yum of life. I feel the presence of joy. I am joy. I experience the still point, the calmness of the divine. I listen to that still small voice . I am in the still point, the calmness. I choose to live from this place. I make decisions from this place. I breathe into this place of oneness, knowing that I know that I know what I know. So I take another deep breath in gratitude for the yumness of life. And so it is.
And so, resting in that place of oneness within, I invite you to join me as we turn our attention to the truth. We turn our attention from this world of form and all of its craziness and chaos, and we turn to the truth that peace always is, that love always is, that joy always is, that it is ours for the taking. And so I recognize that there is only one life, one power, one presence, one beingness, and it is outforming itself as this entire cosmos. And that what is true of it is true everywhere. That all that peace that it contains, all the love that it is, all the joy, the intelligence, the wisdom, the abundance, the good is in and through and around everything that exists, including us. And so I recognize and know also that we are each outpicturings of that divine presence. Here, expressing as ourselves on planet Earth in this form. But we are never separate, we are never distinct, we are never apart from that energy, that consciousness, that truth. And so today we turn from that which is limiting or limited, and we turn to the truth of the infinite possibilities, the infinite potential, knowing that life's good pleasure is to unfold itself as that which is good, that which is fulfilling, that which brings peace and wholeness and unity and connection and joy. And so I speak this word not just about us, but also about every other person on this planet, that they are also immersed in that divine presence, that presence fills each and every single person's life. It fills their bodies. It fills their minds. It fills their bank accounts. It fills everything with its goodness. And so I know that before the need is even expressed, the good is unfolding right there. I also speak this word about every single politician and world leader and decision maker and our political system in this country, knowing that divine intelligence right now fills every single corner, every single moment, every single instant, every single bit of it. And that divine intelligence is leading the hearts of each and every single leader. That heart pull is clear and it is strong and it pulls all of us in the direction of good and greater good for the whole, for the earth, for the cosmos, for all of humanity, for that one is forever unfolding itself, and it is truly the only power that exists. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself simply because we have created an opening for it by saying yes to that. And so I release this word in absolute confidence and trust and gratitude. And I say, and so it is. So I do have a few invitations for you as a way to participate in this family. One is Pat Winterer, Pat Winter. Pat Scott and Mike Winter are doing an outreach for the people that are unhoused in Long Beach. They are collecting items and going and taking things to them. If you are interested, talk to either one of them about what they're doing and if you'd like to participate in doing that. Also, to know that we have prayer support after service. If you would like prayer, the practitioners are happy to sit and pray with you. Will you raise your hand if you're a practitioner? We also have a ministry of prayer box in the back. You can fill out a request. We will support you during the week in prayer. We have prayer shawls that have been created in the energy of prayer. You can take one home with you, gift it to someone, or gift it to yourself if you want to be wrapped in that energy of prayer. The practitioners will pray over it before you leave. And our Sunday talks are available on our website and on our YouTube channel. And we invite you to help us grow through social media, sharing our talks, liking the things that we do put on Facebook, so your friends also, and on Instagram, so your friends also get to see those. That's how we spread the word in today's world. And so I invite you to repeat after me. Good fills my life now.
Good fills my life now.
I step into it.
I own it.
I celebrate it.
And so it is.